Yeah. Okay. First of all, thank you very much for agreeing to talk with us. Just for the record and for we begin, can you just state your full name?
My name is Mamdike Lydia Nzane.
And what do you do here, Mamdike?
I live here at Dramuluti.
And the work that you do?
I'm a teacher.
A teacher?
Temporary teacher. At Abbott Education.
Okay. Yes. And how long have you been here in this in Dramuluti?
It's a long time. Since
you remember what year you came here?
When we arrived here at 1994.
In 1994.
At this place we have, but at Dramuluti is a long time. It's almost from 1984.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
If you want, you don't need to speak in English. Ramesh can translate.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want to speak in Sotho, feel free. Yeah. So were you born here, or where were you born?
I was born at the farm, Duplessis.
She was born on a farm.
And was that farm close by here?
Yes, it was close by.
Okay. And were your parents working on the farm at that time?
Yes, they were working at that farm.
Okay. What were they doing on the farm? What kind of work were they doing?
They were just the laborers.
Laborers.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what was the kind of how long did you stay on the farm? What age did you stay until? When were you how old were you when you left that farm?
Since from 1969 I was born.
Mm-hmm.
At that farm till 1984 when
I moved out
the farm to here.
Okay. Okay. So you were about 15 years old when you moved.
Yes.
Okay. Just tell us a little bit about before that about we've talked to some other people, but how was life like for you on the farm as growing up as a young child?
It was enjoyable. Nice and enjoyable.
Yeah?
Yes, everything was free because my parents was always there for me and they were working and we have living. The life was right.
Yes, please speak in Sotho, yeah.
We used to live, the life was good for us there on the farm because my parents were getting meal for free. Everything was for free.
And the kind of house you lived in, what was it like?
It was six-room house.
Wow.
And it was big. And we could family go feel accommodated.
There's a big house which was about six rooms.
Yes.
And it used to accommodate the whole family in that house.
And did you have water and electricity on the farm?
No, we just have water, only water, not electricity.
Okay. And why did your family leave the farm in 84?
Because the whole la plastin do lila la tuwa ko la ya la trek rat la tuwa. Kana ko yo itiha a apartiti fi halu tuwa la plastin dia.
Okay. The farm owner moved from the farm to Klerksdorp. So he left our parents there and us, everyone there. So we decided to move out from the farm and come here. So that's why we are here today.
Did someone else take over the farm? Did someone else buy the farm?
Yes, someone take over the farm.
And they didn't want you to stay there?
No, they wanted us to stay there. Mm-hmm. They chose my father, but my father doesn't want to live there anymore because that's somebody who have owned the farm was not good for our parents. He was not treated them all rightly. Not the same as the previous one.
Mm.
Yes, that's the previous owner.
Okay. I mean, please feel free to speak in Sotho, right?
Yes, yes.
When you say he wasn't treating your father and him well, what do you mean?
The new farm owner was very harsh to our parents, and he cut many things that the previous one used to give to our parents. And when it comes to the mealie meal and when it comes to the food stuff, there was a limit of mealie meal, so that maybe for 80 kilogram, mm-hmm. you must use it for 2 months or 3 months, something like that. Mm. Yeah.
They were having animals, lots of animals, but the owners, the new owner, aba khathadi aba le tlhore aba sa ba fokotse maruwa bona ba ne di ntwe le khulo le o sele for yena jwale.
The new owner, when he took over, our parents used to have cows, so like maybe he's got 20 or 30 for an example cows. So the new owner told him that they must sell the others because there's no more place for the farm workers animals to eat. So they must sell the others, mm-hmm. even though they don't want to sell their own cows, so they are used to the cows.
Right. And were you in school then?
Yes, I was in school here.
In Ramaluti.
In Ramaluti, yes.
Where was the farm?
The farm was is between Botaville and Indian School.
So how many kilometers is that away from here?
It's plus or minus 20 something or 15 to 20 kilometers.
So did you used to travel from the farm to school here?
No, we have been rented there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you stayed in a place here in Ramaluti.
Yes, and our parents rented the rooms for us.
Okay. Yeah. And at that time when and that was so you were coming to school here during the what, from primary and secondary school?
Secondary school.
So that was what, in the 1980s?
Yes.
So tell 70s, us 70, late 70s, 80s.
80s. In 1984, when I came here.
When you came here.
Standard 6, yes.
Okay.
So your primary school you did on the farm?
Yes.
Was there a farm school there?
Yes.
And just tell us a little bit about what it was like, that farm school, since now you're an educator of yourself. What was it like going to that farm school as a young child? Was the tell us about that education there.
In the same class, we have mixed lots of grades in the same class, and we enjoy it. Yes.
Okay.
And how was the school when you came here to Ramaluti?
The school in Ramaluti, it was the big school, and different. We have been in the different classes. When the class it was, when they say how are kid last time standard 6, it was only the standard 6 there. They don't mix with the we haven't mixed with the others. It was separated.
Mm-hmm.
And was it a good school?
Yes, it was good.
All right.
Yes. So also tell me, was there any since you now are involved particularly in adult basic education, were there any educational how did you feel when you were going to school about the education that your parents or the previous generations had received? Do you understand that question? In other words, I'm asking you, were you thinking already in when you were young and when you were going to school that you were going to improve on the parents' generation in terms of education and what they had received or not received?
Well, education and no, this education and the previous one, the previous education ya pele ya ntabwe ga sotho inela le gore inele handle compared to this one ena ya nuche o tlo ke spoon feed bana bana bona gore ha ba etse the most of things di ntho tsenga tsa bona wa ba ba etsetsa la le bo di homework ba di etsetsa gona ne ri ketsetsa thong lengwe ne ri ketsetsa yona. So yani ya pele yane ne le handle ne na le vele ha no le educate ha no o ruteile ka nako yele o no le motho wa bohlokwa setšhabeng no tje ba tshwana fela o educate o ruteile ha ba rutee the same gobane le mosebetsi ga oyo.
Okay, she was trying to say that the previous education was good rather than this one, because this a new education, it's like a spoon feed. Because before, when you were educated, it was, you were something to the people. But for now, you are getting educated or not is the same. Because you can be educated, you come and stay here at home doing nothing.
Okay. And when you came to the school in Ramaluzi in 1984, was there any kind of political activity going on in the schools?
Yes.
And
kind of the first strike in the school,
and one of you school, it was 1986.
No,
how many blow up all the tools?
No, 1994 that was.
Okay, and then. Can you remember when it started?
In 1986. Hanik Bala started at 8. When was the first strike at 8?
Alright.
Yes.
And do you remember anything about those that time?
Yes, at that time the children they were fighting and the members of the family. They have been fighting. What happened?
Were you involved at all?
Yes, I have been involved. When my parents had class in here.
Yes, I've been involved because they used to take us out from the classrooms.
Yes.
And what would you do? Tell me a little bit. Tell me the story, like how you tell your child one day.
Nerebi na fela rumata mar. Kuri ba bana ba hono bana ba lontsa maponisa ke ba tsama ba chesa ba chesa di matwa ama councilor ba chesa di thairi.
Yeah, what was happening by that time is that we were singing in the streets.
Yes.
And there was a fight with cops and the students. And the students were burning the councillors' houses by that time. Like when the bakery is coming into the township, they're starting to say, hey, target, there comes a target, you see. And when it stops here, they just open at the back and take breaks and so forth.
Do you remember how it started?
No, I don't know. We saw people coming from the street, and by that time we were in the classes. So they just took us out from the classes. It's when it started.
And how did you feel?
Because I was young at that time.
I was so happy and excited because we were still young and we were fighting. It was nice to me to fight.
And how much of that fight had to do with your own education, just as opposed to the counselors and the politics outside the school? In other words, did you make any demands about your education when you were out on the streets?
Like hanele lintu ga di class e ne hono na le ntse tsene le di batla le bitsolla thuto like body languages jolo jolo
gore hantlantlo rona ne hanere lwana mo hono lanela tokolo gore re be free haololo ntho ne ba lwanela ne le ntho ya ya tokolo ba sa batle ho hatellwa ba ne ba sa mention education ha kalo ba ntho ngolongwe ne ntse re rutwa hantle kore a ke re kana kwana ya batho ba ne ba se bukela ke ba 76 ba je ba lwanela Afrikaans hore e fediswe e be language jwalo ka di language tse ding jwale ne ntse re rutwa hantle he.
Yeah, by that time, we were fighting for freedom because those Sharpeville shooting in 1976, that people did fight for Africans. Africans mustn't be used at school as a language. But we didn't fight for the language thing because that was already done. Mm. So what we were focusing about, it was freedom. Because the teachers were teaching us so nicely.
Right. And how did this affect the actual schooling? Like, did things go back to normal or?
No. And then the classes are affected. I can't remember.
Okay, the cops did shoot, and then some of the comrades died. So that has affected our classes, because it took quite some time that we never attended the school by that time.
So when did you start going back to school?
I don't know.
About after a period of a month, we went back to school. I can't remember clearly.
Okay. You just said that the teachers were teaching you well.
Yes.
But many students at the time were saying Panzi Bantu education Panzi. So what was different here? Why was it a good education that you were receiving?
Corporal punishment, the failure, your nurse of poor Marie, Nanik Savoni. I don't see any trouble. Corral had you want a little hand education near your baby in a little honor. Reshapu was all gone, horror, reshapelo, or honor we toot. Need one a little hand.
By that time, there wasn't that thing of Bantu education here. Because it was just a normal education. And the thing which was taking place by that time, it was a corporal punishment. But to me, that was good, by beaten by the teachers, so that we can focus on our education. Yeah.
Okay. And what year did you finish school?
1988.
In 1988.
Yes, I finished my matric.
Also here in
Ramalutsu. Yes.
All right. And is there anything like did after the strike in what did you say it was 86?
Yes.
After that, did anything else happen in those next 2 years?
I think we just need to translate the question.
Yeah. Oh, darling. When I learned to say, I think, camera 1986, or
1991. Now, after more,
after I finished my matric, I went back to my parents. So I stayed there.
And your parents were still on the farm then?
Yes, still on the farm.
All right. And what were you doing when you went back to the farm then?
I was in 1989. Ben ne sebetsa mo di plastic mo he re tsoga di pieces jo pa sebetsa bo masimo mo
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the year 1989, I got my firstborn. So by that time, I've stayed at home. And I used to have some peace jobs on the lands. Yeah.
Okay.
And then got 90, got your 10, the Academy of Learning, like so. If that is a type B. Yes.
The year 1990, she attended the Academy of Learning in Klerksdorp. So she was doing a typing at the academy.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and you had to pay to study at the Academy of Learning?
Yes.
How did you afford it?
My father was paying me my academy.
All right. Was he still on the farm then?
Yes. He was still on the farm.
All right. You say you moved here 94, né? From the, your
yes.
father moved from the farm 94.
Yes.
All right. And you know, in the 1990s, Mandela gets released. People come back from Robben Island, and things start changing. How do you remember if anything started changing for your life?
I go under the Mandela gets what wrong. But how many was over Robben Island? They were local what wrong? Somebody put it. And who no value? Who la value? Put it with the So when I go up la hore. Hona le ntwe la fetola bophelo ba hao ka pele neng ya fetola bophelo
nna ka 94 ke le ka college nge ke se bokeng college ka 10 mo for 3 years ka qeta kore ka ho ikemisetsa ka ke le ka ikemisetsa ho ba educated a ke re hore le nna ke tshwara something the South Africa mona ke be something in South Africa ha ho lolo jwa mane mara promise itse hore re ba gethe re ba voutele, re voutele ANC, hore re tla thola mesebetsi. So ke ile ka etsa jwalo ka ba le mangolo a teaching, but till today ke sebetsa abete ane. So ha hona nne ke se tšhentšhileng bophelong ba ka.
Okay, after 1994 I went to Sebokeng college. So I spent 3 years there. After completing my college, I had my certificate. Because Dr. Mandela himself and his cabinet, they promised us that we must be educated so that we can get better jobs and everything better. But since I had my qualifications of as an educator, up until today, I'm working as an abet educator. I don't have the real job. Yeah. So I didn't see any changes.
All right. And in terms of your own life, what was happening while you were working? You already had a child. And how were you? Where was your child staying while you were studying?
At home with my parents.
All right.
Yes.
And how, was it easy for them?
No lobo bebe gore baka sala
le
gore.
E bona lobo bebe gore baka sala le ngwana. It was gore.
Yeah.
But gore ho sokoleng ho ha bona ho bane ba mo hurisitse ngwana ka as their grandparent.
Yes. My parents were struggling to get everything what he demanded or what he wanted to do. They've managed to assist me that my child grew up, because most of the time when I was at a college in Sebokeng, my child was remaining with my parents at home.
Okay.
Yeah. From 1994 until 1997.
All right, let's let her finish before you start translating, right?
Sure.
Okay. And how was it for you to leave your child with your mom?
It was great.
Great.
Yes. Because like you say, worry. What I'm worried is the way I'm worried. I think that it was great.
She says it was great because she knew that her mom will raise her kids as she raised her.
And okay, so mpala rato leo lana mpala wana. That love that she was giving me, yes.
And but did you miss her?
Yes, a lot.
Sure. When you, yeah, when you, from 94 to 97, when you were at the college,
yes,
your parents were now living in Ramaluzi.
Yes.
So what was your father and parent mother doing here now in Ramaluzi after they moved from the farm?
My father was a, he got a job to the municipality.
What kind of work was he doing for the municipality?
He was a driver.
He's a driver?
Yes.
So,
and your mom?
My mother was a domestic worker in the town.
Alright. Are they still doing that same work?
No, my father died in 2001.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
And your mom?
My mother is not working anymore. She's suffering from asthma. The only salary that they depend only at this, at my salary, with my salary of Abed. And it was not enough. It is not enough for the whole family. It's me and my mother and my child.
Okay, it's three of you saying that.
Yes, but only the other one, my
and
brother's child. My brother's children.
Two kids of my brother.
Yes.
So they are living with us in this house.
My brother, the Kurumsari Wabtuaka Pilula Sokahala was here.
Okay, my brother's first wife passed away. So my mom and my brother decided that the two kids must come and stay here with us. So those two kids of my brother are staying here with us because my brother's got a new wife.
Hmm. All right. Then when your father came here and got the job at the municipality, what happened to his animals?
The cousins.
Okay. My father, when he moved out from there, comes here in 1994, he left the cows with some of my cousins at the farms.
But you were saying, but?
Things like pigs and the other birds and the cows, we don't know if they eating them up or what, because they told my mom that those animals of my father are dead, but now it's only four remaining.
Okay.
When your father came here, I noticed that this is, we've gone around the community. This is a fairly, it's a nice house, you know. Did he build this house by himself?
It's 40-something thousand. I don't know. I can't remember when. Or it's 48,000 or 49,000. So I can invest. Investment.
After my father passed away, when he was working at the municipality, I can't remember clearly how much money was it. Was it about 48 or 49,000? I can't remember clearly. But what I did, I took this money and invested it at a bank. So when the contract is over, we went to take the money. So I planned that we must build this house. So we bought bricks and so forth and other stuff to build this house. Okay. So that's why the house is here today.
Right. Just when you left, when you finished studying, did you start applying for jobs?
Yes. Many applications. Yes.
And where were you applying?
Here at Ramulus and outside there. I applied many. Northwest, Hokkien Province, Free State. Many. I make lots of applications.
And what did they tell you?
In Northwest, I go for the interview. So I don't know this. I don't know I failed the interview or what. I don't know.
So, sorry, I just want to go back a little bit to 94. when your parents arrived here and then you went off to college, how where did they stay in Ramadutsi?
Yeah.
At this place? Yes. And what were they living in? Because you only built this house after your father died.
At the shack.
So they built a makuku?
Yes.
And they lived in that for how many years?
Mm-hmm. 2005.
Sure.
10 years.
Yes. 10 years.
Yes. And so in 2005 you built this house here.
Yes, yes.
On top of the they didn't build an RDP house.
No.
Okay.
They have applied for RDP and they didn't. Kurumyoko you apply like RDP. So come run for the papa. Maybe bisel bisola high mo here for RDP. Beba into man how pull it money. It's the next thing how RDP have seen ya me the round that the councillor I can mention the name.
Yes.
The round that Temkwe na he as a ward councillor to ask what happened with our RDP. So Abarabakauri. Libiso lo litsu de fela doesn't mean or have a bitse ma ha ne ba bitse le bitse ma bitse ba tsaka ba ke batho ba qualifying for the RDPs. So ha re ya re lo motsa ka re it doesn't mean or ha bitse lo le bitse tswe o thotse RDP.
Okay. My mom did apply for the RDP house and one day at the church they were calling names for the people those who qualified for the RDP houses. So afterwards, my mom was told that she don't have the house. So we went to the counselor, which is Mr. Mukwena, and asked him why raise our RDP house. And then he said, no, it doesn't mean if your name is called there. It doesn't mean that you've got an RDP house. So it ends up like that.
Okay. And obviously you then use your own money to build this place.
Yes.
Because you didn't want to wait here.
Yes.
Wait any longer. Okay. And so you're saying your brother, his children, and your mother stay with you in here.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to just go back to after you graduated from the college, yeah? Mm-hmm. What exactly was your qualification? What kind of certificate did you get? A certificate of teaching?
Yes.
And what did that qualify you to do?
JP, Junior Primary.
Okay.
Diploma.
Okay.
Yes.
And you had just previously said you made applications to different places.
Yes.
What about just in terms of like primary schools here in your own community?
I have applied for this the primary schools. Kidi apply it munan. And since kidi ka for interview thing, they think kastika visa for the job. Bechia for maternity. Wona le engwe impitsa for maternity. Here at Ramulu. Bechia kidi kena la motho for substitute. Ha ke fitla mo supervisor rona he substitute maternities. When some how much I did maternity for substitute is almost for 4 months. Supervisor runa kakona ka abet. Kari re qualify for rekaya for sub for 4 months. Has a kid kit up some 4 months in you. Kasar haji tweed, I say, Uganaya, obo kamona ka abeto botla fela ho se tshira mosebetsi ha fo abe ka bet ha se ke ide joale se ke ntse joalo ka sare ke se ho ha ke tsule ke tsule be ke cancela ha fo 4 months ye de ke khutlela ka manka a ete ha
yeah what is she trying to say is that she's been applying and applying and applying and one of the schools she has been called for the interview and then after that interview one of the teachers went for maternity leave. The maternity leave is about 4 months. So she told the supervisor at the Abbott school that she's going to assist at the school somewhere. And then the supervisor said to her, it's fine, go. But you must come and secure your job. But when time goes on, the supervisor told her that if you are out, you are out. So she decided to go back to the Abbott and leave that
primary school
and go back again to the Abbott school. Mm. Yeah.
When did you get the Abbott job? What year was that when you secured that work? When you started the Abbott teaching. The Abbott teaching. Yeah.
For Abbott.
Yeah.
Mm. This is from 1999. Yes.
And just tell us just a little bit about what that institution is, that place that you that you got the job and you work as an Abbott. Is it a separate is it a separate thing in the community, or is it with one of the schools, or how does it work? How does the Abbott work?
Kuru Abbott, this school is about our home. It's an adult school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we pay by salary we get from the government, but they pay us according to the hours we have worked. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how many people on average are attending that school?
Per class is they in my class is 20. But when they is winter, they don't come yet.
Okay,
yes,
so
15, 10. Yes. All right. Yes.
And do you teach all the same subjects that they teach in school?
Yes. I ke teach about baso ka batjana school ho hangwa. Ba ntseng kuri na batho ba jana ka class nya ke batho bana ba sotsitsweng ke apartheid. Ba kuri ba sotsitsweng ke apartheid tour ba se ba khona ke na school.
What I'm doing at this Abbott, it's like when I start to educate a child at a grade zero school. Because the people that I'm teaching are those ones who are the victims of apartheid, because they've never, ever, ever been at school. So they can't write, they can't do anything.
And what is the average age, would you say, of your student at that school?
From 19 upwards.
So, youngest student is 19?
In my class.
Hmm?
The youngest student who is in my class is about 40, about 30 something years.
Is he
and the oldest?
The oldest.
The, is the elder woman and the elder fellow? Because she said.
The oldest.
Is the old people.
No, sure.
Most of them, they are the pensioners.
All right.
Yes.
So the oldest would be like in their 60s,
yes.
70s.
Yes, 60s, 70s.
So people, I think we can understand. Do they, how many hours a day do you sit? 5 days a week? Is it, how often do you meet in the class and how long does it go?
I do it six hours per week. Yes.
And what time of the, do you do it in the evenings or in the daytime?
Daytime, you know, from three o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Oh, say, okay,
yes.
In the afternoon.
Yes, in the afternoon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And How do you find that work for you? Is it what? Tell us about how that work is for you.
Kuri, msozu abeto how funny ka how na challenge because ngare material how na di material mo we zamela thong longwe yo yetsa mo we zamela go zamela material o se buisa mo wa zama di buka we zamela information o ipatela yona bo library go bontsha go bona gona batho ba lo ba etsa jwang ba ruta jwang go ba kgona go etsa
At Abbott schools here, there is a big problem. But what I like is that there's no challenges. What I'm doing is that when I want information, you must go collect it from the library. And the material that we are using at the Abbott school, I must make my efforts to get those materials.
Are you provided with textbooks or other materials from government?
The textbook this year. Most of Bollas in the previous years we organize the books.
Hmm.
Yes.
So it's only this year you're saying?
Yes, only this year they provide us with the books, not the exercise, only the exercises. Yes.
So there's no textbook that you have?
No.
You make up your own course?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Just in terms of, you say you get paid on the hour,
yes.
So you get paid for 6 hours a week.
Yes.
Do you get paid at all for the preparation that you do before you go into the class?
Like how you say that, yeah. Go to school. Bow pata.
Ah,
oh.
Ah.
Yeah, okay.
Kuru, bow pata, how like a muka class when you go immediately I work 90 minutes per day. Yes. For that 90 minutes.
Right. About how much time do you spend preparing for your class every week that you're not paid for?
Kuri, how can I hire mona kia? Yes, I'm supposed to we prepare. I make the lesson plans. I make them. I studied here at home.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Sorry, can I ask?
If you could
need to translate the questions as well, please. Okay.
All
right. We need to translate the questions and the answers. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
O jare are na jalo ka ha we tukse za hotu ya sekolo di average ha di patalwa ke
ha di patala.
All right, and
they don't pay us for it.
Sure. And if you could estimate how much time do you spend every week preparing for the class,
una how ka tsitsinya or na ke na go e kakang go tlo ya beke ka ofela you tukse za nyong. Before all of it at school, can I go to the school? We took it to the school. We took it to the school.
2 hours.
2 hours.
We prepared because at school, we make a present that we in that class. I took almost 2 hours every day. Yes.
Sure. So, okay. And then I just want to ask, in terms of how you are working under contract, or how, what is the nature of the agreement that you work under?
We work under contract. Contract alone, they said it's from January till to December. But ka di holidays ha ba re patale. Ka December ha ba re patale.
The our contract starts from January
to December.
As they said, to December. But on holidays, they don't pay us. December month, they don't pay us.
All right. And are any of the, is the Abbott teachers integrated at all into the kind of trade union system? So are you organized at all by maybe SATU or one of the trade unions working in schools?
SATU, I have one of the tools. We always represented our problems to society, but they didn't help us. So we try ourselves, the abet educators, to form our own forum. All right. Represent abet at the unions.
All right, tell me a little bit about this forum. Is it just for the teachers in Ramaluzi, or is it broader?
It's broad. Is brought for the educators of Abet, brought the whole Free State.
Are you in touch with other Abet teachers in like Botoville, Kroonstadt, yes, other areas around here?
Yes.
Do you meet with them?
Yes, we meet with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as the forum, what are the main grievances that you have around the way Abet is structured for teachers?
Grievances can I get in the level of the grievances? Yeah, get it. So, yeah,
Corre for a million or net a bit. Could how whole pension fund, the baro ba khona hore jobe gore ha tshlokaetse jolo ka ke sebetsa abet ha tshlokaetse ha ye ho be le something yana ba ithola jolo ha tshlokaetse mona abet mona if you are there you died. No,
she's saying like they as the abet educators, they want to form this forum so that they must fight for their rights. Like when she passed away, she must get paid from the government so that her parents and her kids would earn something after her funeral. You see, and they want the government to register them permanent as Abet teachers. Not temporarily.
So, do you have any relations with the permanent teachers in the primary and the secondary schools? Do the Abet teachers are they with them, or is it separate?
We use the, they only give us the buildings of the we building building your primary schools. They only. But Havana, Kuri, Matisha Rabbit, Mona Likishi, Mo. Go Matisha Ramangan, I'd go to the Adikulos House, say, I'd go to the house and the secondary teachers, the primary teachers. Baba Nyas, Baba Hala Fals for the go because Bahala Salaria were in Yane.
Okay, we don't have a good relationship between the full time teachers and us. But what we did for now is that we are using the premises of the school, one of the school, primary schools. And the most thing that hurts our hearts is that the full-time teachers, when they look at us, they don't see anything because our salary is a little money.
And how, I mean, if you are comfortable saying so, how much do you get for as an Abet teacher?
Per hour is 137.45 rand.
And is anything taken out of that in terms of, or do you get that paid, or do they take taxes and other things out?
No, they don't
take. They don't take.
Yeah.
And so
it's a little. In your any text that thing, but could be about text a whole lot. Banker texting at the way hood is a happy, the way hood says a happy, Maranujan and a basic normally handle for a text that day. But all over Sala Moholong would go about text over 45 rand.
Yeah, they are texting us, but for now it's better than before because before they were taking a huge money and bring it back again to us. So the government or those leadership of the education decided that they mustn't tax us so much, So they are just taking 45 rand a month for tax.
Okay. And if you could estimate for in a month when you're working, how much would you get paid for the whole month?
The whole month, 3,700
rand
for the whole month.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Just to tell us a little bit about the classroom. You have a lot of people, you have some that are 60s, 70s, teaching Abet in Ramaluzi. Do you find that there is a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for, interest in the Abet from a lot of the people, and that they are very disciplined, even as older students, in attending the school?
Yes. But I enjoy it. Ntwe a ke ga ba tse bongwe ga ba tse bobala jole ba thabetse ntwe ba enjoy ene ba ba disciplined ya ho ba enjoy ya ho kena sekolo they enjoy it.
That's okay. I completely understand exactly what you said.
Can I just ask a question following on from that?
Sure.
I mean, obviously, you've got students that you enjoy teaching and so forth. If you had a choice, would you rather be teaching Abbott or be teaching primary?
As the my course is teaching the little ones, so I enjoy, I love that course, because I rather course you have a whole lot of young students to work with the younger ones. Love it. I love the young children all of my heart. I will be happy to work at the primary school.
So you'd rather work in
primary schools?
All right, I need to
Just push pause, record pause.